Randy, the friendship of a boy and his toy is at the heart of this song. I'm wondering how much of it draws on your particular childhood.
I didn't have a toy that I particularly liked. I had this panda. Well, it's the same sort of thing, yeah. I did. I had this panda for a number of years, till I was about 35.
The toy panda, I believe, was called Docky.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a present from your dad.
Yeah, it was. It was made out of a parachute or something, someone he killed in Sicily or something.
Okay. And you had that panda until you were 35.
Not really. I was just kidding when I said that.
That you used to sleep with it?
I did, yeah, until it got wet, and then it sort of rotted.
Well, being made out of a parachute. A happy childhood for you, Randy Newman?
Yeah, I think all in all it was. I mean, I got some complaints, but who doesn't?
And you wanted to be a baseball player?
I did. I mean, not for long. I realized I wouldn't be good enough to do that. That was the only thing I could think of. It was something I liked.
But then that shifted to wanting to be a composer.
I wanted to be a film composer, like my uncles were. It was a job that, you know, I could see someone doing. And I knew I didn't want to be a doctor, which is what my father was.
So your uncles, it was certainly in the family. Would they take you in to studios?
I was allowed to go a number of times, sat there and was as quiet as I could be, and watched my Uncle Alfred conduct the orchestra.
And there's something magical about an orchestra. I know they've, right from your first album, which had a massive orchestra. What is it about an orchestra that moves you?
God, you know, I love the fact that they've spent, you know, so many years getting good at what they do. I love the sound an orchestra makes. The music I like is Tchaikovsky or Stravinsky and Beethoven. It's something that's always moved me.
But your music has also got that other facet to it, that swing, that sort of maybe even a New Orleans groove. So it's this wonderful combination. You spent time living in New Orleans.
I did. My mother was from there. I went there when I was like a couple weeks old.
Right.
My dad was gone. We'd go down there every summer. And I must have heard a bit of the music. I mean, it's everywhere there. You can't avoid it. And I love the town. So it probably had an effect on me.
So let's get back to the song.
They wanted a song that was very specifically about a special friendship between the boy and Woody, the cowboy. They kept talking. When other people gave me them, they always mentioned friendship. So I just said, you got a friend, and went on from there.
You've Got a Friend in Me has really hit a nerve somewhere. It's very emotional. I know I've sat watching it with my kids and I've cried and I've looked around and the other parents in the room are all crying. What do you think gives it that power?
Well, it is a bit of a universal subject, a kid, a toy of that kind. And it implies a little bit that the kid is a bit of a lonely kid, perhaps, you know, in that he would emphasize the importance of the toy so much. I'm not sure of that, but I sometimes think of it, the song has such an effect. And I think that it may be only that kids, whatever age, they remember that they had a toy, like Woody was to Andy.
And, of course, there is that sense of Andy growing up and Andy no longer caring for Woody.
Right.
And that gets us, too.
The series goes on, of course, that happens. He still cares, but, you know, he's going away to college and there's nowhere for Woody to be.
There's a number of different versions floating around as the movies have gone on. You know, there's the Tom Hanks version, there's the duet with Lyle Lovett, and there's the Gypsy Kings version. Yeah. Is there one that you're particularly drawn to?
I like working with Lyle Lovett. He's a good guy, and he did a great job. And the Gypsy Kings version is really good. It's an interesting record.
Randy, you're coming back to Australia for the first time in around 10 years for the Evening with Randy Newman shows. I'm thinking the set list will cover material from your whole career, but it must be great to have a new album to draw from, 2017's Dark Matter. You called that album a big step forward for you.
Yeah, it was. I don't know whether it's something I do again, but Like, I've often written in character. It's not always I singing the song. It's not about me necessarily. But in that album, I had a number of characters in the same song. And that was what I meant by a step forward. It was difficult.
Of course, as usual, there's some laughs in there. Putin is a highlight. Do you think the tractor-driving president has heard that song?
I hope not. I kind of think he hasn't.
You think it would get to him these days with social media?
I don't know. You know whether it would bother him or not. But it was. It might, because it makes a bit of a thing about his vanity, you know, and appearing, you know, with his shirt off and all that stuff. Maybe it would embarrass him. I hope so.
I think Australia has always had a little soft spot for you, possibly after that great line in Political Science.
Oh, yeah, maybe. We'll build an all-American amusement park there.
And we've got surfing.
I know.
And kangaroos.
We really do.
Randy, it's been a real pleasure speaking to you. We look forward to your shows down here. Would you like to introduce You Got a Friend in Me, and we'll play it in full?
Okay. Hi, this is Randy Newman, and you're going to be hearing You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story 1.